Hake, written by Anisi, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, original work, rating, teen and up audiences. From the additional tags, science fiction, post-apocalypse, world-building, religious imagery and symbolism. Summary. Anpeel has been losing more and more words since her connection to the Pantheon was severed. What's one more? It's happened again. Third time in as many godspins. The woman with the heart-shaped face is back, and she's browsing the fish market. And yes, Anpeel thinks heart-shaped, but it's not just the contours of her face that recall the organ. It's the ruddy cheeks and the scarlet dress and the way she pulsates with energy. Even her greeting sounds red. Hi. Anpeel takes a step closer. You were here yesterday, too, she says. The woman flicks her fingers toward one of the freezers. It's one of the best places you can get fresh food. That's true enough. Fish are still considered unholy, even after the ascent and the ensuing mass disillusionment, so they're not snatching up as quickly as other foods. The two of them look at the nearest specimen together, gaping dumbly from behind its transparent plastic wrapping. Anpeel doesn't remember what it's called. She's been losing more and more words since her connection to the Pantheon was severed. Which way you headed? Anpeel looks up. Arcade. Zippy, says the woman. I'm going that way too. They weave through back alleys and creep under tunnels to make sure the Pantheon will not see them. Although, by now, the Pantheon probably does not care. In the arcade, they play a quick racing game. It's not the same. Of course it's not the same without a plug to her neocortex, but Anpeel enjoys herself anyway. She hasn't played with anyone in months, and hey, she wins 2 out of 3 matches. They also kiss, and Anpeel humps the woman's lap until mutual satisfaction, and she hasn't done that in months either. It's nice. Really nice. Maybe they can stick together for a few days. You still know the recipe? Anpeel marvels, late in the evening. They are at the woman's home. Gabby's home. She is Gabby now. And Anpeel has just been served a fish with yellow carrots, steamed potatoes, and some kind of sauce. How can you still know the recipe? Gabby shrugs her shoulders. Been using mnemonic devices for a long time, she says. I didn't wait for the ascent. She throws Anpeel a backward nod, indicating she should unzip her dress. Anpeel complies and pulls the flap slightly apart and whistles. You went all out. The woman hasn't just disabled the network. She's actually clipped her wings. That intricate latticework of implants that sweeps over everyone's spines, 2 dotted lines marching upwards and curving away at the 7th vertebra. The result is a mess of scabbed wounds and warped flesh and jutting metal, and Anpeel can't, just can't, and lets go with a jolt. But what if we need them again? She asks, suddenly afraid. What will you do then? The woman fingers a strand of Anpeel's hair, cups her jaw. Do you miss your god so much? She grins. I can make you see God right here. I'm serious. Anpeel is almost hysterical now, reaching forward to curl her hands into the red, red fabric of the woman's collar. What if we do need them again? We won't. That's what you say, she sobs. She thinks about the fish as it looked a few hours before, slowly, obviously decaying in a world of ice. Her voice flattens out for her next remark. That's what you say. I've already forgotten your name. The End.